Hello everybody, my name is Bibiana Lopera Pineda. I am from Colombia. I'm a woman in exile now since 17 years. We are in a process with Colombia women and through the peace process in an internodal gender group where we speak about our stories. In this process, we wrote some letters for women. And then I want to share with you a letter that I wrote to a woman in a meeting of those women. Dear Amarilla, I begin to inhabit this blank space, remembering that day when we were at the Stockholm post office and it occurred to you to send a blank postcard. Naked, dressed only with a Swedish postage stamp and an address. A blank postcard. That idea struck me as a delicious and I adopted it as an invitation to write our stories. Those that we had already begun to write at the event we were attending. You were going from Paris, I was from Barcelona. We had gone in to buy postage stamp and we began to look around the store, losing ourselves among colorful papers and stamp like two girls in a paradise of toys. You took a white watercolor paper postcard. So, without you say anything, I knew that you liked to paint. And now, here I am. Today, writing to you and adding color to that postcard in my way. And the fact is that you, idiot, call me deep inside to reflect on the importance of that meeting in which we contribute and participate actively to support the work of the true commission of our country. I write this letter with the intention of putting a yellow light on those small, immense details that happen in a meeting of women, those that are of vital importance to climb affection and continue strengthening our fabric of unity. I arrived at the event a little stressed because I was late, my uterus also hurt, and I was hungry. But at the door, I was received by one of the women that organized the event with a plate of food and a welcoming smile. She invited me to come and eat in the room where you were already gathering. Although I feel a little bit embarrassed to eat there while someone was presenting her case. It passes as soon as I enter. The warmth of the united group shelters the space and I feel so comfortable that the stress was gone and I thought that I had arrived just in time where I had to be and there I would feed not only my body but also my entire soul. In few events they save us food if we don't arrive on time. But this was not just any event. It was a meeting of Colombian women, and whether we like it or not, the roots and culture sprout from us, showing affection through food, generating a space of welcome and well-arrived, such wonderful and necessary care in their desolate and convulsive times that run today. At the end of the intervention, the companion who shared her story with us invited us to get up and breathe. It was a pause to be present. Those pauses require when we share our memories. A careful and lovely pause. A pause to feel our body. A pause to unblock the nose. A pause to let go of borders we carry, a pause to breathe and continue. The event took place between exchange of stories, experience, reflections, and debates. We hear and feel each other more and more, and gathering of such diverse women, all from the same country, but with such different nouns and opinions. There we were all renewed each other, united with the same purpose to contribute to the construction of the truth in a process that tries to reconstruct what happened in the Colombian armed conflict, what happened to us, what happened to the others. 25 women participating as a right and as a duty in the reconstruction of a truth that included our voices and that of so many other women in the diversity of their genders, so that their stories do not go unpunished and so that their testimonies are not lost in the transversality of a report. It wasn't an event that lasted just 3.5 days, but already on the second day, it seems that we spent weeks and weeks together because the trust and closeness that we was feel was warm and from ancient times, and that is very necessary to feel to face these tasks that concern us. And it is that in that weaving and reweaving stories between stitch and stitch, we also get knots. Knots at the throat, knots at the stomach, in the entrails, making memories, remembering. And people say that remembering is going through the hair again. I say that remembering is pulling again the rope that sometimes ties our whole body. Sometimes memories make us cloud on our mind. Sometimes this gives us inside tremors. Sometimes this absents us from the present. Sometimes remembering makes us go into shock. Sometimes the shadows come and the fear return. Sometimes it doesn't matter if 5, 10, 15 or 20 years have passed, the pain goes through our body again and that fragility and nostalgia arrives. And we stay there in silence. The silence and that sometimes are essentials to move the pain, to get it out from us, to reorder ideas and feelings, to be present again in the present, and to continue seeing ourselves as those brave and fighting women that we are, and that despite everything, we still exist. It is a gift when this sometimes happens in an atmosphere of empathy, trust, and solidarity, where we recognize each other, where we can support and hug together. That afternoon, we went to visit the Museum of Historical Memory of that city that continue building memory and have other reference. We hear other stories of war and pain, but also of hope. Then you and I ended up walking the long street of Stockholm's old town together, letting bits of our lives peek out with every step and looking for where to buy postage stamp. This is how we ended up at the post office, where we saw that mailbox painted with the flag of diversity in which you wanted to deposit your postcard. A blank postcard that I don't know if it will fit so many stories that we now want to tell about this Colombia outside of Colombia. The stories of love and heartbreak and war and exile and oblivion. A blank postcard that invites you to put a thousand voices in polyphony of pain and love, words for hundreds of women seeking that our names not be erased from this story of which we are a part and that we are rebuilding today. A blank postcard that we have to continue painting with breathe color as well as your name, Amarilla. Fantastic name that I only thought possible in these stories of a cat on the roof of from Bogota houses in the best style of Chaparro Madiedo. These words are for you and honor of your name and for that sign that passed through me, illuminating my soul at the meeting of Colombia women in share of a complete true gathering in Stockholm from October 7th to 10th of 2021. Let keep weaving. Where we our next stitch be? Wine, coffee and ink in Paris? Bibiana, November 19th, 2021.